for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday afternoon, December 28, 1986. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Gene and Earlene Moody are the teachers of the afternoon. Glad to have the Moodys come and assist us as we carry on these camp meetings. It's quite a thing when Irma and I have to carry the burden of the camp meeting and all, and then teach every afternoon as well. If we teach a couple of times during a camp meeting like this, why, that's sufficient. And during the shorter ones where we generally have one session, we'll probably teach one more time before we go home. I won't promise you, but it's possible. We're glad for the Moodys and their dedication and their willingness to come and help us here. And it's just a privilege to have them to minister and assist us. Come on, Gene.
It's good to be here. Can you hear me? I feel like I'm at home when I come up here, and I feel like Glenn and Irma are like my brother and sister. So we just come up here, and we just relax, and we just flow with Glenn and Irma. Whatever they want us to do, that's what we do. And we have a good time, and we see a lot of good things happen. Now, I want to make some comments before I get into this lesson. This has really been a burden on my heart ever since God told me to do it. The only way for deliverance to spread around the world is for many people to begin the practice of deliverance, and this includes you. I encourage you to take this guide and begin to practice deliverance in your family and church and begin to help others as God strengthens you. God told us to help train Him an army to minister deliverance, and you are part of that army. Now, normally, we only work in one area at a time. Today I'm going to try to cover what I think are all the important areas of deliverance. Mass deliverance is simply deliverance for everyone that can hear your voice. So if I'm standing here, anyone within the sound of my voice, including the people back in the kitchen, can get delivered. If I'm working with a family, like we did last night, whatever the family, everyone within the family could receive deliverance. That's what mass is. Mass means more than one. You can use this lesson for your family or for your church or for your ministry. Now, when I get finished, I'm going to put that box in the back. I encourage the pastors here, pastors, teachers, evangelists, preachers, and so forth, take your handful and take it back with you wherever you're going and use it. Now, there's one particular family here that was a blessing to me and something they told me. They said that they had listened to my tapes, and in their home, they had listened to the methods we use, and they had used that to help deliver their family. Now, this really blessed me. But the reason it really blessed me is because this is a charge that the Lord gave me. And so if you think I push teaching and training you so you can do it on your own, then this is what God told me to do. Now, there's nothing mysterious about deliverance. There's nothing mysterious about Glenn and Irma, or Earlene and I, or Steve Bell and his wife that are coming up today or tomorrow. There's nothing mysterious about this. We don't have any special powers. Okay, any of you can cast demons out. Now, as a teacher, I'm worthless if I don't teach you how to practice what I preach. If I get up here and I teach you and you can't take what I teach and go use it, then what I've taught you is worthless. Now, I can make an even stronger statement. Your Bible is worthless if you don't use it and put it into practice. It doesn't do you any good as a frontal piece on your coffee table to let everybody know that you're a Christian who comes in the house, and in the meantime, it gathers dust. It's absolutely worthless if you don't put it into practice. Okay, so much for Gene's comment. Now, I'm going to go through this quickly. We're just going to read it, and I'm going to take you through certain parts of it. I've got some other things I've added to it since I've been here, and then we're going to have mass deliverance. Okay, so let's just, with your permission, we're just going to read this. Each one of you should have, if you don't have a copy, come up and get one out of the box right here, anyone who came in late. I want everybody to have a copy, every child to have a copy that can read. If you can't read, well, I guess you need a copy. All right, how to get deliverance. Relax and cooperate with the deliverance minister and workers. There is nothing to be afraid of. We have, and by the way, I hope this tape, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I hope this tape goes all around the world. I hope people take this tape and use it to help their families and help themselves. And I hope you get the glory from this, Lord. We have not lost a delivery in 10 years of ministry. It's over 10 years now. I don't know whether it's 11 or 13. Erlian says it's 13. I think it's 11 years that we've been in this ministry. God never gives a spirit of fear. All fear is from Satan. Demons are like air. They are usually expelled by the exhaling of breath. This can be by yawning, coughing, deep breathing, or general exhaling of breath. Demons can have nests in the body which have substance. They are usually expelled by blowing the nose, coughing up phlegm, or vomiting. Don't feel bad when this happens. For instance, it is beautiful to see a cancer vomited out of a person during deliverance. I saw that up here one time. I sat here and watched Win Worley deal with a lady who had cancer. And she filled up a little bucket full of the cancer. I thought that was beautiful. You know, she got rid of the cancer. And I said, it's true, she was vomiting it up. But that was beautiful to me. Praise God. Paper towels and waste cans are provided for this reason. Demons can temporarily take over your body and manifest their characteristics. They can look through your eyes, cause the body to assume grotesque shapes, temporarily paralyze the body, throw the body on the floor and cause it to squirm around, and talk using your voice. Deliverance is the casting out of demons from your body. Prayer is the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Leave the passages open so that the spirits can leave. Do not pray, pray in tongues, or chant. Chanting is the repetition of a word or phrase that you say in Jesus repeatedly. Decide that you want to get rid of the demons within your body. Excuse me. You no longer agree with them, and they no longer will be your pets. Exercise your mind that you will to be delivered. If the demons do not leave, command them by name to go. Do this verbally, out loud, for more power. Do not hold back or be embarrassed. As they come out, up, and out of your chest, let them go, even if you have to spit or whatever. It is all right even if they take over some part of your body. If you have too much pride to let the demons manifest and get delivered, then you give the demons a right to stay. God hates pride. It is an abomination to Him. Deliverance workers should move around quietly. Provide paper towels to those who need them. Lay hands on those who are having trouble. Agree with them and command the demons to come out. Do not start a conversation with the person during mass deliverance. This interrupts the flow of the deliverance and you then have your own private meeting. Deliverance is not prayer. You command the demons to go in Jesus' name. He will not cast the demons out. He has given us that authority and expects us to use it. Babies and children generally get delivered easily. Babies can even get delivered in the womb. Women generally manifest more than men do. Women usually get into and out of spiritual trouble more quickly than men. Men generally get delivered by the simple exhaling of the breath. The more a person is in bondage, the greater the manifestations will be. Deliverance is dynamic and exciting. I listened to a series of tapes coming up here by a good friend of ours who's a pastor who's in deliverance. He said that deliverance is negative. There's absolutely nothing at all negative about this ministry. I mean, if I cast your demon out and you get healed, or I cast your demon out and you get in your right mind, what is negative about that? This is not a negative ministry any more than praying for healing or salvation or the baptism. It is wonderful to see people getting set free from demon bondage. Jesus Christ is glorified when Satan is defeated by Christians here on earth. Families should sit together. Husbands are the most effective in casting demons out of their family because they are given spiritual authority over it. We believe this authority is even greater than that of the deliverance minister. It is not the loudness of a command that moves the demon, but the authority of the name and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now realize, when I get in mass deliverance, you may not even be able to hear what I'm saying. But the demons do. So don't worry about it if you can't hear me. You must know your authority or the demons will recognize your weakness. By initiating young, interested believers into the battle for deliverance, they soon become seasoned soldiers learning tactics on the battlefield. Now, when your children start crying, don't take them out. Okay, keep them in here. They're getting delivered. Deliverance prayers, general. There are many good deliverance prayers that have been written and printed in books and in loose leaf form. Some of these prayers are general, and some have been written for specific purposes. The ideal prayer is the one prayed by the individual to cover the specific area of that person's life that is being ministered to at that time. The next best prayer is the form prayer which the person repeats after the deliverance minister or leader. Now realize I've also got covered in here personal deliverance, something that you can use in your home. Okay, form prayer is where I stand up here and I say, I want all of you to repeat after me a certain prayer. That's the form prayer. If I were working with you individually, I would customize my prayer for your problems and for your sins. But I can't do that in the pulpit for everybody. I can only do that when I'm sitting down with a small group. The following prayers have been used many times by us and have produced good results. One side benefit is that the people can see what is wrong and evil in their lives by what is contained in the prayers. These prayers can be used for individuals, small groups, or large groups equally well. The short prayer. Now, what I want you to do, this particular one, we're going to get set up for deliverance as we go through this lesson. Now, this is one I want you to pray after me, and you pray out loud, naturally. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. Okay, let's just read it together. You redeemed me by your blood, and I belong to you, and I want to live for you. I confess all my sins, known and unknown. I'm sorry for them all. I renounce them all. I forgive all others as I want you to forgive me. All right, let's pause. Let's stop. Bow your heads and forgive anyone that comes across your mind. All right, let's go on. Forgive me now and cleanse me with your blood. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses me now from all sin. And I come to you now as my deliverer. You know my special needs, the thing that binds, that torments, that defiles, that evil spirit, that unclean spirit. I claim the promise of your word. Whosoever that calleth on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I call upon you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, deliver me and set me free. Satan, I renounce you and all your works. I loose myself from you in the name of Jesus, and I command you to leave me right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now realize you can use that prayer in your home. You can use it in a church, in a prayer group, just for yourself. You can even use it. Anything we've got here can be used for self-deliverance, group deliverance, or mass deliverance. This is my favorite prayer because it is short and effective. The first part is salvation, and the last part is deliverance. You can pause after the sentence underlined about forgiveness and let the people forgive others as the Holy Spirit leads them. This prayer was written by Derek Prince, and that's what we did. We paused up there, and you interjected forgiveness into them, which is the most important aspect of deliverance. Now, I call this the Moody's Prayer. People call us the Moody's because Early and I are one flesh. We work together as a husband and wife team, and most people don't even know our first names. They just know us as the Moody's, and I really take that as an honor. The first thing we do is to get the people to pray about their specific problems and sins so that the blood of Jesus can cleanse the people and take away legal rights that the demons have to remain, and God can begin to act. You must personally repent of your sins. Okay, this is what we would do. In fact, you've seen us where you see us sitting around like 7 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock at night working with a family. That's what we do. We get them to repeat of their specific sins. Now, up from the pulpit, all you can do is get people to repeat in mass of some type of group sin, like sexual sins, for instance. Okay, but when you're working with an individual, you can get very specific, and you can customize your prayer. Then we get the people to repeat the short prayer out loud with sincerity after me. Finally, we lead the people in a prayer out loud that covers sins of the ancestors, curses, soul ties, fragmented soul, and subconscious mind as follows. Now, you're probably wondering, why doesn't Gene use every one of these prayers every time he gets in deliverance? Well, many times I don't have the time to do it. Other times I don't have the need to do it. Okay, so what you do is you do whatever you feel like you have the time to do and whatever is appropriate for the meeting, like whether we were in the men's meeting. I didn't use these in the men's meeting. Okay, you use whatever is appropriate and you be led by the Holy Spirit. Now, we got another prayer here for you to repeat out loud, and we're just going to read it together. Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive my ancestors and descendants, and I ask you to forgive and bless them. Forgive me for my many sins, and I forgive myself for sins against my body. I break all curses, charms, spells, jinxes, psychic powers, hexes, vexes, and demonic ties that bind. I break all soul ties caused by witchcraft, sorcery, bewitchment, or sexual sins. Lord Jesus, restore my fragmented soul, mind, will, and emotions. Send your angels out to recover anything that was stolen from me. Lord Jesus, stir up the demons in my subconscious mind so that they can be identified and cast out. All these things I ask in the blessed name of my Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord, Master, and Savior. I now take authority over Satan and all the forces of evil according to the whole Word of God and command that you obey it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask these things. Amen. Now, after the people have prayed and have been led in prayer, then I take spiritual authority over the meeting as follows. Okay, this could be done by any leader. If it's in a home, the leader is the husband. The husband should be one to repeat this in the home. In a meeting, it should be the pastor or the evangelist or the teacher, whoever. Now, so I'm going to act out my part, and you just follow along with me. Most of the time, I just close my eyes and pray this from memory. Satan, we come against all powers, principalities, evil forces in this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We come against all demons inside or outside of anyone present, over the city, state, nation, and world, in hell or out of hell. The Bible says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We intend to exercise that power to set ourselves free. Satan, we come against you by the power and blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God, by the name of Jesus, by the authority of the believer, and the unity of our spirits. Satan, we tell you that we sit in heavenly places with our Christ Jesus. We're over you, your fallen angels, your demons, and all forces of evil. We command you to line up in rank and file in order and to come out quickly. We bind every power that you have and loose ourselves from you in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you would send the gifts of the Holy Spirit as needed to minister to the needs of the people and to accomplish what you want done here today. We are careful to give you all the glory, honor, praise, and credit for everything that is said or done. We ask all these things in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Master and Savior. And we take authority over Satan according to the whole Word of God. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Biblical curses. Okay, now I'm ready for you to pray this prayer. And once you pray the prayer, then I'm going to break the curses. I'm going to read the list that's under the prayer. So here again, we're going to read in unison. I break any curses placed on me or my descendants from uttering a wish of evil against one, to imprecate evil, to call for mischief or injury to fall upon, to execrate, to bring evil upon or to blast, vex, harass, or torment with great calamities. I break these curses in Jesus' name. I break the curses back to 10 generations, or even to Adam and Eve on both sides of my family, and destroy every legal hold and every legal ground that demons have to work in my life. I break curses that follow in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, now as I call these out, I want you to agree with me, and you just remain silent, and I'll call them out. Mistreating God's chosen people, adultery, harlotry, prostitution, idolatry, refusing to fight for God, not giving to poor, swearing falsely by God, robbing God of tithes, hearkening to wise rather than God, cheating people out of property, oppressing strangers, widows, orphans, incest with sister or mother, pride, doing the work of God deceitfully, abortion or causing the unborn to die, murdering indirectly, kidnapping, not preventing death, willing deceivers, disobedience to Bible, keeping cursed objects, house of the wicked, stealing, failing to give glory to God, dishonoring parents, making graven images, taking advantage of the blind, bestiality, murder secretly or for hire, putting trust in man, rewarding evil for good, having bastards, striking parents, cursing parents, sacrificing to gods, witchcraft, following horoscopes, losing virginity before marriage, rape, teaching rebellion against God, refusing to warn sinners, sacrificing humans, intercourse during menstruation, necromancers, being carnally minded, children rebelling, fugitive and vagabond, destruction of family priesthood, family disorder, any sin worthy of death, perversion of gospel, choosing that which God delights not in, stubbornness and rebellion, adding to or taking away from Bible, turning someone away from God, rebelling against pastors, false prophets, not disciplining children, cursing rulers, defiling the Sabbath, seances and fortune-telling, homosexuals and lesbians, blaspheming the Lord's name, oral and anal sex, non-productivity, improper family structure, refusing to do the word of God, failure and poverty, touching God's anointed, loving cursing, looking to the world for help, offending children, believing in Christ, any biblical curse not listed above. Now listen to this one right here. Finally, failure to hearken unto the voice of the Lord God, to observe to do all His commandments and His statutes, then all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And I might add, destroy thee. Now let's get into soul ties. Here again, you reread this in unison. I renounce these evil soul ties, break them, and wash them away with the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break all evil soul ties with the following. Now, I'll break these. I want you to agree with me. Beast, anyone I've had sex with outside of marriage. Divorce mates, by incest, rape, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, bestiality, and lesbianism. Bloodless religions and religious cults. Blood brothers and sisters by rights. Witchcraft, occult, Satan worship. Fortune tellers, mediums. Doctors, psychiatrists, social workers, psychologists, and mental institutions. Finally, I break any agreement with anyone that forms an evil soul tie. All right, the next category is occult and false religions. Now, let's read this in unison as a prayer. I renounce all fortune-telling, magic practices, and spiritism, cults and false teachings, and Satan worship. I break every curse and soul tie brought about by psychic heredity, occult contacts, and religious cause. I now break any demonic hold on my family line due to supernatural experiences apart from God, including the following forbidden practices and all they entail. Now, agree with me as I read these out. Enchantments, witchcraft, consulting with familiar spirits, son or daughter passing through the fire, wizardry, observer of times, occult practices, sorcery, divination, false religious cults, necromancy, fortune-telling, spiritism, magic practices, and charmers. All right, the next category is loosing godly spirits. We can bind and loose spirits. We can loose ministering spirits from the Lord. We bind the spirits, which are demons, of Satan, and we loose the spirits, which are angels of God. We cast demons out of people and ask God to direct the angels to minister to our needs. Now, I might say that we can't control angels, but we can ask God to send the angels to minister to us, like to help us in this meeting here. Godly spirits commonly mentioned are Spirit, Spirit of God, Spirit of the Lord, Holy Spirit, which is human spirit, angels, and Holy Spirit. Ungodly spirits commonly mentioned are evil spirits, demons, and devils. There is actually only one devil, Satan. Demons are the correct terminology. There are millions of fallen angels and billions of demons. Now I want you to pray this prayer in unison. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you direct the angels to minister to our needs. We lose warring angels, ministering angels, the Holy Spirit, and the sevenfold Spirit of God. We lose legions of angels, including the following godly spirits. Okay, I'm going to loose these spirits. Lord, I just ask you, loose these spirits upon these people right now in the name of Jesus Christ to come to minister to us. Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of God, Spirit of the Lord, right spirit, Holy Spirit, free spirit, broken spirit, Spirit of princes, faithful spirit, good spirit, Spirit of grace, humble spirit, excellent spirit, Spirit of Elijah, Spirit of holiness, quickening spirit, patient in spirit, Spirit of judgment, Spirit of knowledge, new spirit, poor in spirit, Spirit of your Father, strong in spirit, Spirit of truth, Spirit of adoption, Spirit of meekness, Spirit of Jesus Christ, meek and quiet spirit, Spirit of man, contrite spirit, Spirit of counsel and mind, Spirit of the ruler, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of Christ, Spirit of the Holy God, Spirit of grace and supplication, Spirit of truth, Spirit of life, fervent in spirit, Spirit of faith, eternal spirit, Spirit of glory, Spirit of prophecy, and Spirit of the living creature. Now we're going to deal with cursed objects. This is very important. Today, all I can do is deal with the temple of the Holy Spirit and get the cursed demons out of there. You may have some cursed jewelry or artifacts on you or in you or around you or in your pocketbook or in your room. Okay, if you do, then let the Holy Spirit deal with you and get rid of those. But you especially need to go through your house and clean house over and over again as the Holy Spirit shows you this. If you have a cursed object, you become cursed by God. Remove all cursed objects from your being and from your home. Destroy by breaking, burning, or at least throw them in a trash can. Do not keep the cursed silver or gold of the object. If the cursed object belongs to someone else and you cannot throw it away, then anoint it with oil and cast the demons out of it. Anoint your house with oil and cast out evil spirits from your house and possession. Now, casting out demons. Basic deliverance. We start with casting out the families of demons that comprise basic deliverance. Rejection, bitterness, rebellion, and other. You've heard me do this many times. I almost invariably started out the deliverance that way because the Lord it showed me to do that. And every time I don't do that, usually I don't get as effective a deliverance. Okay, basically what happens is if it's not the sins of the ancestors, then you get rejected. After you get rejected, you become bitter. Once you become bitter, you rebel. And then you go on to other things. Okay, so these families, you see, there's three families there. Rejection, bitterness, and rebellion, and the lesser spirits that are associated with the ruler demons. I call these families. Okay, there's a family of rejection, family of bitterness, family of rebellion. Okay, this is not something that I came up with. This is something that I took out of Pigs in the Parlor. But when God personally delivered Early and I in the middle of the night in the middle of our bed, and what he did is he took us through basic deliverance. It took us a year to realize what God had done. And I can tell you, after many years, we've worked many years and worked with thousands of people, and I wish I had a dollar for every hour I've worked with someone, I'd be rich. Okay, and we have seen this work. It works. I guarantee you it works. You need to deal with these three families. Okay, once we go through basic deliverance, which we'll do, I'm going to call the demons out later. I'm just explaining it to you now. We go through advanced deliverance. After basic deliverance, go on to other demonic families. The list of names of demons seems to be endless. There is a name of demon, a demon for everything that is contrary to the Word of God. Call the demon out by his characteristic or personality. Demons will answer to their medical names, common names, symptoms, or names that they are given in the spiritual world. Okay, like a name in the spiritual world, like might be Manchan. Okay, now Manchan doesn't mean a thing to me, other than I know it's the name of a demon. It happens to be a name of a mediumistic type of spiritual guide demon. Now, list of demons. Now, this is just a list of demons I have in the Mass Deliverance book. This is a book that I use in Mass Deliverance use it over and over again. It's just a convenient list of demons. You see the categories of those that I have there. Now, you don't have this book and probably won't get it, but most of you probably have pigs in the parlor. Well, if you go to the 53 common demon groupings in pigs in the parlor, that's a good list to use on your family. In fact, I would advise every one of you to take that list and sit down and go through every one of those demons and cast them out of your family. We did it with our family. We strongly believe, maybe later on, I don't have the time today, but I'd like to give a testimony about our son and daughter-in-law in deliverance. Maybe I can work that in. It's a short testimony sometime I'm up here. Now, casting out demons. Okay, this is something I worked up before I came up here. It's not in your book, but it's just some aids to casting out demons. Okay, we should practice systematic deliverance or systematic mass deliverance, you want to call it that. Go through basic deliverance and then advanced and go on. Okay, generally you work with one area of a person's life. You don't try to work with all the areas in one sitting. We'll have mass deliverance every time we're here. We don't just work one time with mass deliverance or one time with a family or whatever. You try to take on an area of a person's life and get them free in that area. So what do? You pray deliverance prayers. You break biblical curses and soul ties. You renounce the cult and false religions. You loose godly spirits. And you destroy or exorcise cursed objects. Now, this is a list of things that I made statements. And I'm going to use these statements in mass deliverance as I get the opportunity. And they're just weapons to drive the demons out. Now, you don't have this on your lesson, so you just have to listen to me. We make positive confessions to God and to each other about our life in Christ. And that's what we're going to do to live a godly life for Christ. We forgive everyone that has hurt or sinned against us, and we pray for our enemies. We exercise honesty, humility, repentance, renunciation, forgiveness, prayer, and warfare. We'll quote scripture like this one right here. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against God. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Okay, that's one of the verses right there. That's an excellent verse for warfare. We seize the kingdom of heaven and we take it by force from Satan. Okay, that's what Brother Tromley was talking about. We overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb, by our testimony for Jesus Christ, and we love not our lives unto them. In other words, as we're casting out the demons, it's good to quote scripture and to make statements that are weapons in our warfare. We cast out the demons and their works. We eject, drive out, pluck out, thrust out, expel, rebuke, censure, admonish, send away, put out, loosen holes, break up nests, and put off the works of the demons. That's what we're doing. That's out of Strong's Concordance. That's what we do when we cast out demons. We have power, authority, mastery, superhuman force, and control over all the works of the enemy. You must obey and subordinate yourselves to our commands. We resist, despise, have contempt for, speak doom to, abhor, loathe, detest, and hate everything that God hates, and all sin and evil, Satan, fallen angels, and demons. We break the power of cursed objects, hex signs, demonic toys and games, and objects infested by demons. We put on the whole armor of God and cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus Christ. We accept total mastership of Jesus Christ in every area of our life. We close all doorways for Satan in the occult, addiction, sexual impurities, demonic healing, demonic religions, rock music, inheritance, and others known or unknown. And that's just what I came up with, some good statements to tell the demons. And I could add a lot more to that. I just didn't have time today. So what you do when you're in deliverance, you talk to the demons. You tell them what your authority is. You tell them what they have to do. You take authority over them. Think of yourself, okay, think of me as General Gene, and I'm going to cast out those private demons. I don't care what their rank is. They're a private when you compare their rank to Jesus Christ. And I'm exercising the authority of Jesus Christ. It's not my authority. I can't cast out any demons in the name of Jesus, in Gene, but I can cast out every demon in the name of Jesus once I establish a legal basis to do it. So think of yourself as being an army, and you're a general, and you're going to cast out these private demons. Okay, you make them command. You make them obey you, and they have to obey you. Okay, now I want to go at this a little different way. Steps to deliverance. Okay, I've gotten where more and more I will tell families to do this. This is not in your brochure, so just listen to me. There's six steps to deliverance, and you can use this in your home. Okay, number one, find out what are the problems of the person. Identify the person's problems. Number two, forgive, pray, and get right with God. Generally, this is forgiveness, but it's establishing the basis for deliverance. Three, break curses and soul ties. Once you have gotten right with God, then you can break curses and then you can break soul ties. Four, cast out the demons. Five, pray for a person's healing once the demons have left. Six, change your way of thinking and acting. Discipline your life. You've got to walk out your deliverance. Now, that's actually the hardest part of this. See, it's really easy to cast out demons, but I can't walk out your life for you. You have to discipline your life. You've got to keep the demons out. You've got to change the way that's ingrained in you to think or to act. That's hard. That is not easy. Okay, let me run through this again. I want you to get this, and I want you to do it. Number one, find out what the person's problems are. Sit down and talk with them. Find out what their problems are. Number two, forgive. Pray and get right with God. Number three, break curses and soul ties. Now, I've read to you, you've got in here curses and soul ties. Number four, once you've done that, then start coming against those demons and cast them out by name. Number five, pray for healing. Okay, once you've got the demons out, many times a person is scarred, so ask the Lord to heal them. Number six, discipline your life. Okay, so any one of you can do this in your house. Go into your house, lock your doors, close your blinds and your windows so nobody will see you, and then just have at it. What difference does it make if you make a mistake in your home? You know, it doesn't make any difference at all. What difference does it make if you don't know as much as Glenn and Irma or Gene and Erling? It doesn't make any difference. When we first started casting out demons, we knew about this much. We'd cast out, right. And we would cast out a few demons. Man, we really thought we were doing something great just to get out a few demons. Now, you know, we cast them out by the hundreds or the thousands. Okay, but when we first started out, we knew very little. Okay, I encourage you. I strongly encourage you. God encourages you. Get active in your, at least, if nothing else, work on yourself, work on your family. Okay, now what we want to do is, boy, that only took a half an hour. I'm fast. I surprise myself sometimes. Okay, what we want to do now is we want to cast out demons. Let me have a drink of water here. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command the demons to start coming out now. We have established a legal basis for you to come out. We've prayed the prayers. We have repented. We've renounced. We have forgiven. You will come out now. All the demons that have been named in this lesson, all the associated spirits, I command you to start coming out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We start off with basic deliverance. Now come out, spirits of rejection in the name of Jesus Christ. Rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, rejection from the womb, conception in lust. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Rejection by the wife, rejection by the husband, rejection by the parents, rejection of the parents. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Rejection by the pastor. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Rejection by Christian brothers and sisters. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All rejection. All roots of rejection. Roots, memory, scarness, and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out of these people right now in Jesus' name. And I remind you that you're going to be cast in a lake of fire and brimstone where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You're going to be cast in there with your master Satan. You're going to be in total loneliness and total despair. You have very little time left. We stir you up and drive you out. We use the Bible against you. We hate all sin and iniquity. We hate everything that God hates. Now come out in Jesus' name. Now come on up and out of the people. We hate rejection. We are not rejected. We are loved. We loose the spirits of love upon the people. Lord, just show the people how much they are loved, Father. Now come out, rejection. I want that rejection to go in Jesus' name. We hate you, rejection. You've done so much damage. Now come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. Go, loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Your power is broken. We drive you out completely in Jesus' name. That's right. We stir you up. I want all that rejection to go in Jesus' name. Every bit of that rejection must go. We demand the complete cleansing in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go, all rejection. Now come out. I want that family of bitterness to go in Jesus' name. Come out, all bitterness, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness. We've forgiven everyone. We've taken away your legal right. We command you to go in Jesus' name. We bind your power and drive you out. Come on. In the name of Jesus Christ. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. We forgive our enemies. We release them in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, all bitterness, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness. Come out in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now. We will love our enemies. We have no hatred. We have no resentment. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of violence, temper, anger, and retaliation. Go in Jesus' name. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Let not the sun set on your anger and give place to the devil. Go right now. Temper. Temper, violence, anger, retaliation. Come out in Jesus' name. Go out of these people. All this bitterness in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of murder, suicide, death, abortion, death and fear of death. Come out in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Death and fear of death. We break your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out, all works of bitterness, all associated spirits with bitterness, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of rebellion. I want all the rebellion to go. Rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. We break the curse of witchcraft on these people, and we command those spirits to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of rebellion. Spirits of self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, and anti-submissives. And if we command you to go, unwillingness of the wife to submit to the husband. Unwillingness of the husband to submit to God. Go in Jesus' name. All disobedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Come out, stubbornness. Stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of selfishness and self-idolatry. Go, loose them and set them free right now in Jesus' name. We demand a complete cleansing in the area of basic deliverance out of these common demon families. Go in Jesus' name. Go out of all these common demon families of rejection, bitterness, and rebellion. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose the people and set them free. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to send your angels in there with a sharp two-edged sword, capable of dividing spirit and soul asunder, and cut those demons out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. That's right. We break your power and we drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Up and out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to go. I bind your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command the demons that come in through the curses to go. Every evil spirit that came in through curses, all the curses are broken in Jesus. I stir you up and I drive you out and I come out right now. That came in through biblical curses, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right now. I drive out spirits of adultery and harlotry and prostitution. Go in Jesus' name. Go, spirits of idolatry and self-idolatry. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Spirits of swearing and cussing and cursing and telling lewd jokes. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all spirits of stealing and theft and robbing God. Go in Jesus' name. Go, the Jezebel Ahab spirits, I command them to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of cheating, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of incest, come out. All spirits of incest in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, spirits of incest. Come out, all pride, ego, and vanity. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go, spirits of pride, ego, and vanity. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, spirits of abortion, murder, death, killer spirits. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of murder. Murder or kidnapping, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of death and fear of death. Deceit and deception, come out, spirits of deceit and deception, go in Jesus' name. Spirits of disobedience, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, I command those demons to come out of those cursed objects that people have on themselves. Go right now in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of wickedness and stealing and dishonoring parents, go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of bestiality. All spirits of bestiality, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, unable to trust God. That's right, come on, any spirits of unable to trust God. Fear, doubt, and deceit. Come on, doubt and disbelief, deceit, unable to trust God. Go in Jesus' name. Go, spirits of the bastards. I command the spirits of the bastards to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of cursing. Cursing parents or striking parents. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Idolatry of other gods. Come out, idolatry of other gods. Go, spirits of witchcraft, spirits of horoscopes, losing the virginity, spirits of fornication. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of rape and rebellion. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of necromancy, carnality, rebellion, destruction of the family priesthood. Go in Jesus' name. Go, perversion of the gospel. Come out right now, stubbornness and rebellion. Come out, all rebellion, spirits of false prophecy. I drive out spirits of false prophecy, false gifts. Come out, false tongues, false gifts of all kinds. I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Right now. Come out. Spirits of seances, fortune telling, homosexuality, lesbianism, blasphemy, oral sex, anal sex. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Improper family structure. Failure. Spirits of failure. I call out spirits of financial poverty. Come out. Spirits of financial poverty in Jesus' name. Cursing. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Not trusting God. I command every demon to come out that's listed on this list of curses. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I break up your power and I drive you out right now in Jesus' name. You have no choice. You will go in Jesus' name. Come out. Any demon that comes in through failure to hearken unto the voice of the Lord God, to observe, to do all His commandments and His statutes, then all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command the demons that come in through the soul ties. I command the demons with by the names of these soul ties. I command you to come out, any soul ties to former mates and so forth, by name. I call you out by name. Come out, all soul ties to beasts, sex outside of marriage, divorced mates, incest, rape, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, bestiality, lesbianism, bloodless religions, religious cults, blood brothers and sisters by rights, witchcraft, occult, Satan worship, fortune tellers, mediums, doctors, psychiatrists, social workers, psychologists, mental institutions. We break any agreement with anyone that forms an evil soul tie. Now come out. I command every demon of soul ties to come out. I command every demon by those names that I've called out to come out. Come out by name. I've called out your name. I command you to come out right now in Jesus' name. Now loose them and set them free. Be gone in Jesus' name. And I command all occult and false religions to go in Jesus' name. Come out, all occult and false religions. Come out, spirits of enchantments, witchcraft, consulting with familiar spirits, son or daughter passing through the fire, wizardry, observer of times, occult practices, sorcery, divination, false religious cults, necromancy, fortune telling, spiritism, magic practices, and charmers. Come out. Come out. Every cult or false religion listed in the Bible, I call you out in Jesus' name. I stir you up and drive you out. Now, come on. Up and out of them right now. All occult and false religious demons, I call you out. All religious demons, I call out all religious demons in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose the godly spirits on the people. We thank you, Lord, for sending your godly spirits upon the people, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, demons. I call out demons out of cursed objects. Cursed objects on the jewelry or anything that they might have. Come out, cursed objects. Demons tied in with cursed objects, I call you out in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and... Yeah, I'd like to have some more wine. Thank you. Loose them and set them free. We bind your power and we drive you out totally in Jesus' name. That's right. We stir you up and drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Come on up and out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go right now in Jesus' name. That's right. Come on up and out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. I drive out all common demon groupings listed in Pigs in the Parlor. Now come out in Jesus' name. Come out every spirit of bitterness, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, violence, temper, anger, retaliation, murder. Come out, all rebellion, self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submissiveness. Come out, every spirit of strife, contention, bickering, argument, quarreling, fighting. Go, all control, possessiveness, dominance, witchcraft. Thank you. Come out, every spirit of accusation, judging, criticism, fault-finding. Every spirit of rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection. Every spirit of insecurity, inferiority, self-pity, loneliness, timidity, shyness, inadequacy, ineptness, timidity. Come out, spirits of timidity in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, selfishness. Every spirit of withdrawal, pouting, daydreaming, fantasy, pretension, unreality. Go. I stir up the spirits of passivity, especially in the men. I drive out these spirits of passivity, funk, indifference, listlessness, lethargy. Come out, spirits of depression, the devil's deeds, despair, despondency, discouragement, defeatism, hopelessness, suicide, death, insomnia, morbidity, go in Jesus' name. Come out, all heaviness, gloom, burden, and disgust, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. All heaviness, heavy spirits. I drive away that heavy spirit here in Jesus' name. I bind you up and drive you away in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, every spirit of worry, anxiety, fear, dread, apprehension, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We drive out all spirits of retaliation, destruction, spite, hatred, sadism, hurt, cruelty. Come out of people in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of sensitiveness, self-awareness, fear of man, fear of disapproval. Go in Jesus' name. Go, all spirits of persecution, unfairness, fear of judgment, fear of condemnation, fear of accusation, fear of reproof, sensitiveness. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of mental illness, insanity, madness, mania, retardation, senility, schizophrenia, paranoia, hallucinations. Go. Go, every spirit of paranoia, jealousy, envy, suspicion, distrust, persecution, fears, confrontation. Go, all confusion, frustration, incoherence, forgetfulness. Come out, every spirit of escape, indifference, stoicism, passivity, sleepiness, alcohol, drugs. Every spirit of perfection, pride, vanity, ego, frustration, criticism, irritability, intolerance, anger. Come out, every spirit of competition, driving, argument, pride, ego. Every spirit of impatience, agitation, frustration, intolerance, resentment, criticism. Go in Jesus' name. Go, all spirits of false burden, false responsibility, false compassion, grief, sorrow, heartache, heartbreak, crying, sadness, cruelty, fatigue, tiredness, weariness, laziness, slothfulness, sleepiness. Every spirit of nervousness, tension, headache, nervous habits, restlessness, excitement, insomnia, roving, sexual impurity, lust, fantasy lust, masturbation, homosexuality, lesbianism, adultery, fornication, incest, harlotry, rape, exposure, frigidity. Come out, all cults, Jehovah's Witnesses, Christian Science, Rosicrucianism, Theosophy, Urania, Subud, Latahan, Unity, Mormonism, Baha'ism, Unitarianism. Come out, every demon tied in with lodges, societies, and social agencies using the Bible and God as a basis but omitting the blood atonement of Jesus Christ. Go in Jesus' name, all these religious cults. Come out, every spirit of the occult, Ouija board, palmistry, handwriting analysis, automatic handwriting, ESP, doubt, unbelief, skepticism, death, indecision, procrastination, compromise, confusion, forgetfulness, indifference, self-deception, self-delusion, self-seduction, pride, mind-binding, confusion, fear of man, fear of failure, occult spirits, spiritism spirits, mind idolatry, intellectualism, rationalization, pride, ego, fears of all kinds, phobias of all kinds, hysteria, fear of authority, lying, deceit, pride, ego, vanity, self-righteousness, haughtiness, importance, arrogance, infirmities of all types, diseases of all types, sicknesses of all types, inheritance spirits, physical, emotional, mental, and curses, hyperactivity, restlessness, driving, pressure, cursing, blasphemy, coarse jesting, gossip, criticism, backbiting, mockery, belittling, railing, addictive and compulsive, nicotine, alcohol, drugs, medications, caffeine, gluttony, nervousness, compulsive eating, resentment, frustration, idleness, self-pity, self-reward, occult, hypnotism, horoscope, astrology, levitation, fortune-telling, water witching, tarot cards, pendulum, witchcraft, black magic, quiet magic, conjuration, incantation, fetishes, and so forth. Come out, all religious, ritualism, formalism, legalism, doctrinal obsession, fear of God, fear of hell, fear of lost salvation, religiosity, and so forth. Spiritism, seance, spirit guide, necromancy, false religions, Buddhism, Taoism, Hinduism, Islam, Shintoism, Confucianism, and all the other isms. Covetousness, stealing, kleptomania, material lust, greed, discontent, affectation, theatrics, play acting, sophistication, pretension, self-accusation, self-hatred, self-condemnation, guilt, condemnation, shame, unworthiness, and embarrassment. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you away. I command every root, memory, scar, nest, and habit, ruler, demon, and lesser demon, every demon named and unnamed in these common demon groupings, I command you to go. I bind your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. Just keep on coming out. I demand a complete cleansing in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse your roots. I command them to die. I command them to come out in Jesus' name. That's right. Now, be gone. We want no part of you. And God doesn't want any part of you either. So go. Go out of this people right now. Go out and walk around in dry places and don't come back again. Go. Loose them and set them free. Move it out of them quickly in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power. We bind your power and we drive you out right now in Jesus' name. Now, come on. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. You have no choice. You will go in Jesus' name. Just keep on coming out of them. We break your power and we drive you out of them right now in Jesus' name. Go. Go completely. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. We stir you up and drive you out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Just keep on going. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thou, Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch as they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." We command you to obey the word of God and come out of this people. You will obey the word of God and come out. You have no choice. And at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. And there came a leper down to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, "I will, be thou clean." And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And for he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him as many as had plagues. And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, "Thou art the Son of God." And he straightly charged them that they should not make him known. And he goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, "He hath Beelzebub, and by the prince of devils casteth he out devils." And he called them unto him, and said unto them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind a strong man, and then he will spoil his house." Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Okay, if you need any help, raise your hand, and I want a deliverance worker to go to you. Sound like most of the demons are quieted down like they've left. If you need any help, raise your hand. And there's plenty of... Here's a lady up here that needs some help. Would someone go to her? Uh-huh. Okay, anybody else? We've got plenty of deliverance workers. We've got plenty of men and women deliverance workers. So raise your hand. If you feel like you need any help, that those demons that I was working on, the particular demons I was working on, did not leave. So I see any hands. Raise it up high. I don't see any. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, Brother Glenn, why don't you come take over?
Has anybody got a question? Here, we've got a few minutes of time. Has anybody got a question that we might possibly be able to help? I don't know that I can, but I'll try. Yes, brother? Yes. A soul tie is where you've had an unnatural relationship with somebody else, such as sexual relations before marriage or out of or during marriage in adultery or fornication. You have formed a soul tie with that person. Homosexual relations, lesbian relations, you have formed a soul tie with that person because you have become one flesh, and that soul tie needs to be broken. If you remember, if it's, servicemen, I'll grant you there are cases they don't have any idea. But if you know the name of the person that you've had such a relationship with, you need to name the name of that person. You need to renounce that relationship and ask the Lord to break that soul tie that is between you and that person. Because the Scripture says that you became one flesh, and that creates a soul tie. There are soul ties in the realm of witchcraft. Those who practice witchcraft. They can create soul ties. And if you've been involved in witchcraft in any way, or form why there could be a soul tie there with a witch or clairvoyance and along this line, and there could be a soul tie that needs to be broken. So if any of you feel that you've been involved in anything like that, why, you just ask the Lord to forgive you. And if you know the name of the person, name their name. If you don't, say, Lord, I don't remember their name, but you know who it was. Now I ask you to break that soul tie between me and that party and forgive me for what I did. Yes, sister? Well, that depends on how close and eminent you got with those people.
How about the lodges, man?
With lodges, oh yes, there are soul ties with lodges. There's a soul tie where you have taken an oath. Any oath of any kind you've taken has created a soul tie. And that needs to be renounced and then broken. Yes, brother? Well, most of the time, the demons that dwell in inanimate objects are there because of prayers by the party who created it. It's very common to have demon spirits attached to pictures. Pictures that come especially from the Orient or from somewhere in the Middle East. If you will open up, if you feel something strange about those pictures, in fact, I wouldn't want any of them in my house if I knew that's where they come from. But if you feel something strange about a picture, if you will open it up and peel off the back, 99 times out of 100, you'll find a prayer in there to Buddha or some heathen god. It's on the back of that picture. I know of cases where pictures have actually lit up in the night in a room. They have lit up like fire. And these pictures, when these pictures were examined, they were found that they had prayers on the back of the picture that were to heathen gods. Any clothing or anything that comes from the Orient, from Korea or Taiwan or Japan or Hong Kong, anything like that, any clothing that you have or comes from Europe, especially this clothing, it's got the double six upside down in it and all. You need to anoint that with oil and pray over it before you wear it. It carries powers with it. Don't ask me why or anything. All I know is the Lord says don't bring anything from the heathen into your house. And here we've got it all. The nation has taken over with this stuff from heathen lands. So anything you've got that you buy or anything like that, I'm trying my best not to buy that stuff anymore. I have a recorder over here that the last one I bought came from Japan, but I didn't want to buy it, but I had bought it because I couldn't find anything else. I preferred to buy one that wasn't made over there, but I couldn't find one unless I were to spend about $10,000. We don't have that kind of money to spend for a recorder. We need a monaural single track recorder, and they don't make them in the cheap recorders here in America. They're only made from out of the country. So sometimes you have a situation where you almost don't have any choice. But we need to lay hands on it and pray over it and take authority over it and break the powers of it in the name of the Lord. Now, especially if you have any kind of a god in your house, you have a demon in there with it. These little pagodas that are you say, oh, they're so innocent, that are in fish aquariums or setting up on a ledge somewhere. I've seen them. We had them in our house just setting on a whatnot shelf. A lot of people, a lot of Christian people have Buddhas in their house, and they have sun gods in their house. And every one of these things have a demon with them. And we have an article, we're getting ready to reprint it, on Do You Have a Buddha in Your House? Which was an astounding revelation to us. These things have come to us in the Moody's not because we searched for them or looked for them. What we're telling you has come to us by fact and knowledge, not by hearsay. Not by hearsay. And we come to an astounding knowledge about having some kind of a heathen god in your house. This one case, but then there was another case here of a young lady had a Buddha in her house, a little gold Buddha, and she got rid of that, but she was dying of cancer of the colon. She was dying. The doctors gave her up. She only had a short time to live. And by an act of God, Irma went to her house and visited with her. She had asked for us to pray for her anyway. It's too long a story to tell, except that the Lord revealed to Irma. In fact, Irma didn't even realize the Lord was revealing it to her, but she went in the house and was praying for her. She turned around and the wall was covered with pictures of owls. There was owls hanging from the ceiling. These little eyes follow you around. And my goodness, the Spirit of the Lord rose up in Irma, and Irma said, "That's what's making you sick." But then after Irma said it, she thought she was crazy. See, because we had no knowledge of this. But from that and from this other Buddha where this child couldn't sleep at night, where he woke up in the night screaming and he wasn't old enough to talk, but big tears rolled down his face and he could say, "See," and point, but the parents couldn't see anything. But the child couldn't sleep. They had a Buddha that they bought in Saigon. They paid a lot of money for it. It was about 2 or 2.5 feet high. They had it sitting in the hall. They brought a demon into their house that was tormenting that child. And if they hadn't, the mercy of the Lord hadn't got rid of that child, would have carried that thing for life. This horrible fear for life. It would have attached itself to that child. But because of the mercy of the Lord, when they finally got rid of it, and the child was delivered. So it's through these kind of circumstances where we've come to this knowledge. We haven't come to this knowledge by hearsay. We've come to this knowledge we're telling you about by fact. By fact. Yes, sister?
Demonic figures, but they were
disguised. That's right. They call them Paisley prints.
Paisley means confusion.
Paisley means confusion. Confusion. Well, these items, this material that has these prints on it, yes. And you need to watch where the material comes from, too. But if you find material that's got these prints on it, for goodness sakes, don't buy it. There's enough other materials and prints to buy without buying that. Yes, brother?
I worked with a fellow. And he had a little child, 5 years old, that had never been able to sleep by itself. And being a preacher, he came to me and asked me, "What could be done?" And I said, "Have you got owls and frogs and things like that in the baby's room?" Well, he said, "Yes, how do you know that?" He said, "There's a great big problem," he said, "laying on the bedspread." I told him to get rid of the owls and the frogs and the stuffed animals. And I gave him a handkerchief that I'd anointed, and he took it home and put it in the... I even wrote out a prayer for him to pray. And he took it home and put that handkerchief in the baby's pillow. And he got all those things out of the house and took them out to the garage. And... 5 nights, that baby slept by itself. And he come back to work and he was mad at me because the kid screamed all weekend. And I said, "Did you take those things out of the house?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Has any of them got back in the house?" I said, "Take them out the burn barrel and burn them." Well, his wife had went out during the week and she thought that owl and that frog was a nice thing, it was a nice ornament, and she brought it back in the house. That's been 5 years ago. He took those things out of the house and burned them. Put them in the garbage. 5 years ago. My little baby's not cried yet.
I'll tell you something else that owls and frogs will do in a child's house. It'll bring a demon of sex into them. Because that's what those represent in the Bible. They represent sex. And this same girl who was dying of cancer, she had a little 3-year-old girl, 2 or 3 years old, and this girl had never been associated with anybody else, none at all, and she had a big frog, toy box, big frog in her room, and this little girl, frogs are in the Revelations and in Egypt were represented sex and unclean spirits, that's what frogs represent. This little girl would go out and strip off naked in the yard and masturbate. She didn't know what she was doing, but it was that spirit that was causing it, see. We got rid of that stuff out of her house. The girl got well and was healed of cancer. Miracle of the doctors, absolute miracle. The spirit of the house was cleansed. The little girl had no more problems, got rid of all that. In fact, we built it out here when the pond was out here. We hauled it all out here, built a fire out here this corner, it went way down like that. before we filled it up out here. Build a big fire and burn everything could burn, and what wouldn't burn, why? And we cursed it when we burned it as well. And then I took the bulldozer and covered over the rest, covered it over with the bulldozer, what wouldn't burn up, and buried it and ran back and forth over it, and it's well buried, along with all kinds of other stuff that got thrown in that pond as we were filling it up out here, of people that brought here or took off of them earrings, rings, jewelry, and things out of their purses, and like of this that's gotten buried in that pond out there as we were filling the thing up. So it's important that we watch all of this type of thing and what we bring into our house, because it not only affects the household, the husband and wife, but it affects the children. Yes, Earlene?
Yeah, the New Age posters that are out there, I've sold them to you. They're demonic also.
Yeah, these New Age posters carry a demonic thing with them. You don't want them in your house. You don't want to bring them home. You don't want to buy them and bring them home. Yes, Fred?
Wallpaper and linoleum.
Yeah, you've got to. You need to watch. You need to watch that too, because there's some demonic patterns that's appearing everywhere. There's a tendency now to put the rainbow, which is the sign of the New Age movement, on a lot of clothing and bed clothing and different things. They're putting the rainbow on there, and it has nothing to do with God. It's a sign of the New Age movement. You see it stuck in the windows of the back of cars and all. It's the sign of membership in the New Age movement. Yes. The symbol of the heart is a symbol of sex and lust. The symbol of the heart. The heart and the arrow, Valentine's Day, the heart and the arrow is male and female, and it's a sex and lust connotation with it.
Well, you must live in an evil house and don't get no less than better than the demons in the house, being in the house. How do you go against the demons of that?
You take oil and anoint the doors and the windows with oil.
Yes.
You take a bottle of olive oil and you anoint the doorpost just as they did with the blood.
Yes.
In Egypt, before they came out of Egypt, you anoint the doorpost, you anoint the window, you anoint the window sills, and then you walk through that house and say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit in this house, and I command you to leave in Jesus' name, and I appropriate the blood over this house.
Amen.
Man, and I anoint it with oil in the name of Jesus, and drive them out. That's very common to have demons in the houses, and we've prayed in lots of houses, including our own. Amen. Well, okay.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.